AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama makes it official.
The United States has agreed to formally reestablish diplomatic relations with the Republic of Cuba and reopen embassies in our respective countries.
In his announcement at the White House, Obama says Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Cuba to raise a flag at the embassy that's been without an ambassador since 1961. The president adding,
"This is not merely symbolic. With this change, we will be able to substantially increase our contacts with the Cuban people. We'll have more personnel at our embassy, and our diplomats will have the ability to engage more broadly across the island."
Obama has also called on Congress to lift the longstanding embargo on Cuba. Federal Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives agents are part of the investigation into a fire at a black church last night in Greeleyville, South Carolina. County Fire Chief Randy Swinton says the Mount Zion AME Church was destroyed by that blaze.
The church is total loss. Estimate dollars, we haven't figured that out yet. I know what value of the contents inside the church. We don't have an estimate amount of what the church was worth.
While the lead ATF agent at the scene says no cause has been ruled out, another federal official says preliminary indications are that the fire was not intentionally set and it was not arson. No matter the outcome of Sunday's referendum in Greece, the country's prime minister says they will remain part of the euro currency. He says his government remains at the negotiating table and will be there until the end, even after the referendum. But University of Athens political scientist Dimitris Soteropoulos says a loss in that referendum will likely bring down the current government.
The Greek electorate is divided. One cannot say what will happen if there is a yes vote. The Greek government will have to step down.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 120. This is AP Radio News. As far back as 2009, top Obama administration officials knew Hillary Rodham Clinton was using a private email address for her government correspondence. In some 3,000 pages of emails released by the State Department late last night, in September of 2009, then Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel sent an email asking for Clinton's private address. Hofstra University political science professor Richard Himmelfarb says he's not surprised.
Hillary Clinton engages in practices that are questionable, borderline illegal, that really kind of show a sort of disregard for transparency.
Macy's is no longer doing business with Donald Trump as the fallout from his remarks about Mexican immigrants continues. The department store chain carried a Donald Trump menswear line since 2004. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.